Welcome once again to Saturday Java with Jason. I am Jason Coffee Man. This is where we meet with guests, drink coffee, and just have a great conversation. I'm here with Rahul Sharma. He is accountability, success, leadership, mindset coach, and a public speaker. He does all those things and all wrapped into one. So I'm going to turn the time over to him so he can give you an introduction of what he is, what he does, and all that good stuff.
Thank you, Jason, for having me on your show. My name is Rahul Sharma. I'm based in Washington, D.C. metro area, and I help emerging leaders become empowered leaders through my workshop, as well as focusing on encouraging young speakers to be better public speakers.
Now, can anybody that's out there, whether they're flipping hamburgers at McDonald's or they're working in a factory, can everybody really be a leader, or does it take a certain person to be a leader?
Well, I believe anyone and everyone has a capacity and greatness to be a leader. In my opinion, leaders are made. So anyone could be the leader. Yes, there are certain people who have natural ability to be a leader. They may be more effective, or they will be able to get to effective leadership sooner. But at the same time, anyone can be a leader. Anyone.
Is it something that you are born with, would you say, or something that is like a natured, nurture learning aspect, where it's either something you're born with or is it something you can learn? How does that go?
As I said earlier, I mean, I would say that something can be learned. However, your upbringing, the environment in which you have grown, definitely play a vital role. When it comes to learning, it takes time, and you can definitely learn the art of leadership.
Okay, and let's talk about for a moment, because it really means a lot to me, is the accountability that you really stress upon, that you talk about on your website. Accountability is a big thing for yourself, self-accountability. Can you get into that for a moment and talk why accountability, personal accountability, I would say, is very important?
Sure, Jason. And that's a very good question you've asked, because I believe that the only person who is between you and your success is really you. So unless and until you are fully accountable for your actions, you will not be able to grow to a place where you have the potential to grow. So personal accountability is, in my opinion, the most important, because that helps you in keeping a check and keeping a track of your growth as well as success.
Okay. And accountability, that just means kind of along the lines of, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but lying to yourself, saying that I'm going to do this, not do it, and then say, well, I didn't have time, or I'll just do it tomorrow. That right there is kind of, I want to say, lying to yourself, because if you do sweep it under the rug, only one person is going to know, and that's you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a perfect example of lack of accountability, Jason, when you are trying to bring excuses for not to do things. And in my experience, these excuses come to our mind whenever why is not very strong. Why you want to do certain thing has to be very, very strong. When that is strong, then all those excuses do not come your way. They are not your obstacle. Every opportunity you get, you take it to your stride and you make it happen.
Right, because accountability, I've been reading a lot of books about self-accountability. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the books all say the same thing, that it's kind of like you're lying to yourself and you are stopping yourself
eventually from succeeding. Whether you want to own a business, go for promotion, graduate high school or graduate college, a lot of people say, I can't do it, or I'll just do it some other time, instead of trying to face the facts of what's going on right now.
Correct, correct. And that is more of a procrastination, I would say, Jason, where because whatever is easy to do is fairly simple, but when we are the accountability piece come into play when you are doing things which are not in your comfort zone. So when you have to do things which are not in your comfort zone, that's where you start thinking about those excuses. And as I said earlier, those excuses come into your mind because your why is not strong. Your why you want to make it happen is not strong. That's where the excuses come into play. And my request to our listeners would be is try to seek for help, not because you want to look weak, but because you want to become strong. As an individual, we may not know everything, but there are people around you who would know things, who can guide you, who can mentor you, who can coach you, and can make things happen for you. You just need to seek out for help.
And a lot of people are told to stay within their comfort zone because I know that a few people I dealt with said, oh, you shouldn't really do that because you're not staying in your comfort zone. You're getting into areas that you don't know about. So would you say that people should get out of their comfort zone and experience what it is like to be in an uncomfortable situation at times?
So the way I would answer is the folks who are thinking that they need to be in the comfort zone are the people, Jason. For us in today's environment, we need to embrace growth mindset, and you can embrace growth mindset only when you are being a little bit uncomfortable to the situation. Well, I mean, when I say uncomfortable, it's not that you cannot do it. It will be challenging for you, but you will be very pleased and you will be filled with pleasure when you make those things happen. So my request and encouragement would be embrace the change, have a growth mindset, because growth mindset is the most important, in my opinion, when it comes to your self growth and self development.
Now, you're a public speaker, so you must have been in the very beginning, you must have been uncomfortable to stand in front of a crowd at your first couple of times. Am I right? Or is that something?
Absolutely. No, you are absolutely right. I was afraid of speaking in public. I was a very shy person growing up, but then I have to embrace the change of being uncomfortable in talking to people. But at the same time, I learned the art of public speaking, that for you to be comfortable in speaking with public, the one thing is, you need to be knowledgeable. You need to have the knowledge of that subject. You need to have confidence in talking. And then things happen. But you are absolutely right. I was not at a comfortable spot to start with. But because of the growth mindset I had, I changed the trajectory and it is now a career for me.
What percentage of the mindset would you say has to be there? I mean, somebody can't just walk in with kind of like a partial mindset, oh, I'm going to do this. Then you have to go in it with full force ahead, saying, I'm going to do this. Because if you only go part way in, you're only going to succeed part way.
Correct, correct. So the mindset is important, but it is just not the only thing. I would say mindset, having a right mindset is a good start. But at the same time, you need to prepare yourself to take care of that activity. So for example, let's say if I have never run a marathon and just one fine day, I say that, hey, man, I want to be uncomfortable. I want to run a marathon. Without any practice, without any preparation, I would be setting up myself for a failure. So I'm not asking people to set themselves for failure. I'm requesting them to be set up for success. And for them to set up for success is they need to prepare themselves to be, to take on to that uncomfortable situation. Because when we are, when it is a cozy morning, or probably when it is a snow, it's a weekend, most of us want to stay cozy in the bed, probably have a coffee and just stay warm. But then there are certain people who want to move out and probably clean the snow on their driveway, clean their cars, and they are just being little, taking them out from their own comfort zone. So you need to prepare yourself. That would be my recommendation.
Right. And there's books out there you can read about that. One of them I like to is, it says, if you want to run a marathon, get out there and just put your shoes on. Next day, walk to the end of your driveway. You don't have to run a marathon as soon as you get up. Work your way up to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking about one day you getting up and saying, I'm going to go, you know, get this promotion. Mm-hmm. We're saying work your way up to it, but still think to yourself, what do I have to do in the end to get the promotion? How do I do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's you have to have a plan in place. You have to prepare yourself. You need to have the right tools, right the mindset to make things happen. I 100% agree with you, Jason.
Now, success and mindset, I believe, go together, because you need to have a successful mindset. You got to be able to say, look, I am me. I am worth more than what people think I'm worth. So if people tell you, oh, you can't do it, I look at that and I say, I'm going to use that as a stepping stone, mm-hmm. just to prove those people I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do not give an opportunity to someone else to write your destiny. You are your own destiny maker. You have a potential to design your life your way. And your mind is such a supernatural power that we have. Utilize the power of mind. Have a mentality of a tiger. So for leaders, it is so important to have a tiger mentality, in my opinion. Now, tiger, which is not the smartest or the tallest or the biggest animal in the jungle, but still he's known as a king of the jungle. And it is all because of his mentality. Because when he sees any animal in front of him, he sees them as a lunch. That's it. He is not getting afraid of that animal. That is his mentality. So if you have the right mentality, you can really mark your way towards that promotion, as Jason was talking about, or towards any situation that you want to overcome.
Now, Rule, you must have been around for a while. You must have started from nothing. So you must have had the naysayers out there that said, you can't do this, you can't achieve that. And that's what a lot of my listeners are going through now, is being told they can't do it. Mm-hmm. So you are, well, what would you say to the naysayers out there?
So my first comment would be, have a belief in yourself. Be bold. And Jason, I have given this acronym BOLD, where B stands for believe in yourself. O is be optimistic. L is self-love, love yourself. And D is dream big. There is no one who can tell you that you cannot do a particular thing. You have a power to do everything possible. Even the word impossible says I am possible. So my request would be three things I would request them, Jason, if you allow me to share.
Of course.
Number one is know yourself. Know your, discover your strengths, know your improvement areas, know what aspects of life makes you comfortable, makes you uncomfortable. Do know yourself, because in my experience, when I coach people, most of the time, they are not aware about themselves. So that is number one, know yourself. Number two is your inner circle. Look at your inner circle, the people with whom you interact with on a daily basis. They need to be those people who are uplifting you, who are giving you right direction, who are giving you right choices. They should not be the one who are taking away the negative, who are giving you a negative energy. So know yourself, know the people. I mean, your inner circle has to be of positive people. And number three is celebrate the journey along the path that you are taking. Don't only wait for the ultimate goal to celebrate. Celebrate the journey. Let's say if you have a goal for weight loss, don't just celebrate when you are losing weight. Celebrate when you are taking care of your health by doing physical activity or curbing down on your calories or whatever that you are planning to do. So celebrate that as well, because your brain needs to get feeded by happy thoughts, positive thoughts, because when our mind is filled with positive thoughts, it will allow us to take positive action, which will lead us to a very happy and positive life. Those are the three things.
And I love that inner circle, because my thing is it's okay to have your inner circle shrink. It's okay to start out with an inner circle the size of a quarter and with a dot. It's okay to get rid of people who are putting you down, who are only there to see you fail.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Your inner circle is very, very critical. The other thing I would also recommend, Jason, is which I didn't have during my early corporate world days, is having a mentor in life. Most of the time, people who face mental wellness issues or mental health issues is because they do not have people around them who can give them right direction, right advice. So my request would be, have a mentor that is a role model for you. Have a mentor that you have a belief in. And more than that, they have a belief in you. That is very, very important. More than you having belief in them, their belief in you is also very, very important. So that once you have a right people around you, someone who's giving you direction, I would say the path will get followed. I mean, the path will get created. You may see that, okay, nothing is happening, but if you continue to take imperfect action consistently, you will make things work. Just focus on imperfect action. Does not have to be perfect, but the key is consistency. Take consistent imperfect action and things will work out for you.
Right, because when I'm in a factory, I'm not sure if you ever worked factories or not, but mm-hmm. when I was in a factory, we had what's called a Kaizen event.
Yep.
Which is a Japanese word, and it's meant to strive for perfection. Mm-hmm. You're never going to reach perfection, but you can always strive for it. And that's what you want to do on every day of your life, mm-hmm. is strive for perfection. How can you get to be better than what you are today?
Correct. Absolutely. The Kaizen, like a continuous improvement, you just need to continuously improve on your previous data point. So as long as you are on an improvement path, you will fall in line and you will be able to achieve the goals and dreams and the ambitions that you have. But all these things will not work unless and until you have a belief in your own self. That is the most important.
Now, I want people to understand, we're not talking about reaching for the stars right now. We're just talking every day how to be better. And I actually read a book, Raul, called Make Your Bed, mm-hmm. where the first thing you do is a small little task in the morning. Make your bed, you know, lay out your clothes if you have to. Get yourself to do the little tasks. Even those little tasks will make you feel better. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? Or do you agree?
Yeah. I think one of my friend who went for military, he was telling me, he has shared his experience. The first thing they are being told to do is make their bed. And their bed, it's just not about any bed. Their bed has to be in such a perfect situation that the sergeant can toss a coin on that bed. It has to be so perfectly made. So, but having said that, yes, I agree. You involve in those activities that will give you some fulfillment, that will give you happiness, whether it is having a gratitude journal or praying or probably having a positive mind talk to yourself. Do whatever makes work for you so that you have a very positive start of the day.
And stick with it. This isn't just a one time, one day a week thing. This is every day, because whatever you add value to, at the end of the day, you're going to feel a lot better to yourself because you added value to a situation, and that can make somebody that feels down. Once they add value, it kind of picks up their belief and kind of makes them feel better deep down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very well said. Yep.
Now let's go on to one other thing, the public speaking. Mm-hmm. I really want to get into that right now because there's a lot of people out there who want to become public speakers. They are not good at speaking in public. Mm-hmm. What do you say? Because I heard a lot of funny things, you know, like don't look at the crowd, mm-hmm. look at one person. Imagine everybody in the audience is naked. What type of things do you look for to make your speaking easier in front of people? Do you only look at one person when you're speaking? Do you pick out a few and look at them? What are something to make you not feel uncomfortable on the stage?
So maybe my example may not be that relevant for our listeners who are afraid of public speaking, but to answer to your question, I prefer having a eyeball-to-eyeball contact with my audience. And the reason I try to do that is because it builds in the trust in my audience, and it brings the authenticity and the transparency from the speaker perspective. But that is my personal choice. Few things that I really look for, you know, when someone is starting to speak for public, is number one is the confidence, their confidence level. Many a times when you are not confident, when you are not aware of the subject knowledge, you will fumble and you will not be able to do a good job. And you can just do one simple exercise in order to know the impact of what I'm saying is, try to identify two subjects. One subject which is known to you, which is your near and dear, maybe it could be sports or it could be cooking or it could be leadership. And take another subject which is very unknown to you. Now you do the preparation for both the subject and do a speaking in front of your computer or on a Zoom line and observe which one went better. Without knowing, I can bet the subject on which you were having a knowledge, which was near and dear to you, you would do perfectly well there. And the reason I say that is because when you are talking about a subject which is near and dear to you, you're talking or you're speaking from your heart. Now, when we speak from our mind, that's where we fumble. So we need to focus on speaking from the heart, which means you need to know the subject. You need to really know the content very well so that you are very confident while talking to people.
And that's one thing that I want to bring back to is the way you said the tiger mentality, mm-hmm. the aggressive, the leader, the one that's in charge compared to a mouse who is a timid, mindless creature. You don't want to be the mouse. You want to be the tiger, the lion, mm-hmm. the leader. And when you're on stage, you want to show the confidence. You want to show that you know what you're talking about, and you want to bring your audience in and have your audience feel what you are giving to them.
Correct. And see, when you go for speaking, there are questions in your audience mind. The question is, who are you? Why should I listen to you? And why should I care? These are the common questions that goes in the audience mind whenever they are in front of a speaker. So if we are not confident, if we are not knowledgeable about our subject, we will not be able to impress the audience. So that is very, very important. The other factor for public speaking is the use of a story. You need to... So think about public speaking, not just giving a speech, but providing an experience to your audience. So your audience will pay you, or the audience will come to listen to you for the experience. Because today knowledge is available everywhere. You know, you Google it, the knowledge is there. So it's not about the knowledge, it's about the experience. So that is something we need to keep in mind, that what kind of experience are we giving to our audience?
Right. You can pull up any website and spiel off facts. They don't want to hear facts. They want to hear Raul speaking. They want to hear me speaking. Yep. They want the aspect of saying, I heard this person, and give a story and be yourself.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yep.
All right, Raul, just so people can understand where you came from, what was your first job?
I worked as a human resource executive at an information technology company in Mumbai, India.
What's your favorite season?
Spring. I prefer spring over any other season. It's allowed me to get a taste of all the flavor of all the seasons, to be honest.
What's your favorite food?
I love Indian food.
Who is your hero?
My father.
Your father, okay. Mm-hmm. What time do you wake up?
5 a.m.
Is there any movies that you find yourself quoting?
Movie, I would say this Top Gun, the Maverick.
Are you a night in or a night out?
Night out.
Are you a thinker or are you a doer?
Thinker.
Do you learn by watching or do you learn by doing?
Doing.
Do you tiptoe in or do you dive in when you go swimming?
A tiptoe. Diving is not allowed, unfortunately.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Having chocolates, late night chocolates, especially on weekends.
What motivates you?
Success of people that I interact with. That really gives me immense satisfaction.
What is your deepest fear?
Not getting an opportunity to help someone.
How do you want to be remembered?
A giver, a servant leader.
And what do you care the most about?
My health.
Now, you said Indian food is your favorite. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with chicken curry with naan. Mm-hmm. I love that. We used to have a restaurant in my town that used to have awesome curry. Uh-huh. So yeah, I love Indian food. It's so good. Yeah. If you never have it, you got to try it.
Absolutely.
So, and it's, I do have to clarify one thing, and you can agree or disagree. I want to hear your comments. People say that curry is too hot, too spicy. There's many different kinds of curry.
Yes. So the myth is that curry is spicy because, as you rightly mentioned, Jason, there are different kind of curries. There are curries which are a little bit sweeter. And yes, there are curries which are a little hot, but there are multiple kind of curries. If you are afraid of having hot and if you're going to an Indian restaurant, try their butter chicken. Their butter chicken is more on the sweeter side. And if you are okay with handling spice, then, you know, you can have chicken curry.
Right. And so I'm going to, this is where I turn the time over to you, Raul. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to speak about, I'm going to give you time to ramble on about whatever you want that means the most to you. It could be family. It could be your hobbies. It can be anything we talked about, accountability, public speaking. I'm going to give the moment over to you to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Sure. Thank you, Jason. I would talk about something which I'm very passionate is building the culture of entrepreneurship, which is cultivating leaders within an organization. With my 20 years of corporate experience, I tried my best to cultivate leaders, but still I was not able to set up a culture where it really makes a difference. So my request to fellow leaders would be invest in your individual contributors, not only managers or leaders to learn about leadership, but individual contributors to learn about leadership. Because as they are working in their individual capacity, they're already learning the art of leadership from their own leader. So if that leader is good and amazing, then it is all hunky-dory. But if it is not if that's not true, then we are setting up our organization for failure, because the untrained leader or untrained employee will become the future leader. So invest in your new employees, high potential employees, to make them a successful leader, and take care of your organization. They are future. These people who are young people, they are the future of that organization. And I think we as senior leadership, we have a role to play to build the future of the country, future of the organization, which is these newcomers. So invest in your people and build a culture of entrepreneurship where you don't need to go out of an organization to hire new leaders. You can hire from within. That would be my message to our leaders listening to this podcast.
I like that, because that gives everybody the opportunity to grow within a company or within an organization. Instead of hiring people outside, they hire within, because those people that work for that organization could have, I would say, like the mindset of making that organization better, because they already saw the problems and stuff like that inside of that company.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Raul, how do people get a hold of you? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Instagram? If you are, how do people get a hold of you?
Sure. I'm on all my social media platforms. But the best thing for people to connect with me would be looking for my book on Amazon. That will have the contact details. My book name is Habits for Miracles. Habits, number 4. Miracles is an 8-letter word. My website is also Habits for Miracles, as well as mindtalksmatters.com. Shoot me a shout out if you like the episode. Even if you have any inputs for us, please do share, and I'll be more than pleased to connect with you and looking for an opportunity to serve you.
Because I guess you and me both, we like positive criticism too. So if there's any problems with anything or you don't like anything, hit us up. We have open minds. Like we said, you know, it's the mindset. And I love positive criticism, because I believe it helps out everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to thank you for your time, Raul. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your time. And I think this has been an awesome podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
I'm always looking for likes, shares, and reviews. Please give it a share and a review. 5 stars really does help. Thanks for tuning in. Yes, refill both of our coffees. See you next week, where we can listen once again. Please follow us on Saturday Java with Jason on Facebook and Instagram. And please follow me on Facebook at Jason Coffee Man.